As past reports have warned, many toys still contain toxic substances, especially lead, a known health risk, especially to young developing children. Small parts and balloons pose choking hazards, including magnets, which, if swallowed, can come together and block air passages. And there's a newer risk to children, online eavesdropping by outsiders when one is playing with toys or games connected to the Internet. NYPERG's Wesley Thomas held up a package of punching balloons to demonstrate another issue, misleading and often contradictory labeling.
There are three different labels. One says children under 8 years can choke or suffocate on uninflated or broken balloons. It also says warning, choking hazards, small parts, not for children under 3 years old. And there's also another warning in the same corner that says children three and up. So it's just really poor labeling when it comes to balloons like these.
Those balloons were made in China, but Thomas says even many domestic toy makers are not necessarily following safety standards. Toys identified in the report may be found at various retailers, from dollar bargain stores to national chains, including one that was carrying a fidget spinner with excessive levels of lead in its paint.
When we reached out to them, their argument was that this isn't intended for children because it says right on there 14 and up. Well, we disagree. We argue that fidget spinners can be for any age. I've seen many children myself play with fidget spinners. And how are we going to stop if maybe an older sibling has this toy? We're not going to be able to stop their younger sibling from playing with it. So we just wanted to make sure that they were aware.
That spinner, he said, has since been pulled. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.